With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, Wisconsin's legislative and congressional district maps are drawn and passed by state lawmakers. Groups in the state are working to take that power away from elected lawmakers and turn the responsibility over to citizens with the goal of creating fair maps. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how you can get involved in the process.
Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition wants the state to have an independent redistricting commission to redraw legislative and congressional district maps every 10 years. The maps would be drawn by citizens that apply for the commission who meet certain criteria like being registered voters and have donated less than $2,000 to any particular candidate per year in the last 5 years. Nicole Gabriel is the volunteer and relational organizer for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition.
The Independent Redistricting Commission, as I said before, it takes that power to draw the voting maps away from the politicians and puts it into the hands of an independent citizen-led commission so that they are not able to manipulate voting maps to entrench their own political power and secure seats for themselves.
Gabriel says the exact details and requirements of the commission are still being worked out. The coalition is holding a hearing tonight in Rhinelander for people to learn more about the proposal and give feedback.
We've held over 20 community hearings at this point, and all of the feedback that we get from community members during those hearings, we discuss, and we actually use that to edit our draft proposal and make it better.
The commission is modeled after states like Michigan and Arizona that have a similar process for drawing maps. One key difference is that state lawmakers will still have to vote on the maps drawn by the commission as required by the state constitution, something Gabriel hopes will change in the future.
The bills are the first step just because those can be implemented faster to address the issue of gerrymandering quickly before our maps are redrawn after the 2030 census. But ultimately, we are going to need that constitutional amendment to secure permanent fair maps for the state.
The Fair Maps community hearing tonight in Rhinelander is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at ArtStart. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is planning to make improvements to Highway 32 in Odaida County. It's holding a public involvement meeting next week. The proposed project will repave Highway 32 from the Forest County line to U.S. 45 in Three Lakes. It would also replace the structure at the Whitefish Lake outlet. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, October 29th, beginning at 5 p.m. It's being held at the Three Lakes Municipal Building. There will be a brief presentation to start, followed by an open house format. The objective of the meeting is to receive public comment on the proposed project. Project staff will discuss the need for the project and proposed alternatives. Construction is currently scheduled for 2030. The Department of Justice says new information shows a man killed in a standoff in Washera County may have died from officer gunfire. Mike Leishner explains.
Investigators initially said 51-year-old Timothy Lehman had died from a self-inflicted gunshot, but new information shows the fatal wound likely came from an exchange of gunfire with Washera County Sheriff's Deputy Alex Midthune, who is now on administrative leave. The incident started with a domestic disturbance call earlier this month. Officers confronted Lehman outside the home when they arrived. He then retreated inside and fired at them, prompting the brief exchange. Officers found Lehman's body inside the home after hearing a single gunshot, then silence, as crisis negotiators were attempting to calm the situation, which led to the initial report of a possible suicide.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Universities of Wisconsin overall enrollment went up this fall. The increase was led by a record increase of Wisconsin resident new freshmen. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman credited Direct Admit Wisconsin and the 2025 Wisconsin Tuition Promise for helping drive the increase. 2025 fall enrollment figures were released Wednesday. Fall 2025 enrollment stands at 164,626 students. That's just a slight increase over last year, but marks the third year in a row of growth. Some Wisconsinites are dual eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. Experts say nationwide, nearly half of people who qualify are not enrolled in both. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Data shows more than 170,000 Wisconsinites could be eligible for dual-eligible special needs plans known as DSNPs because of age, disabilities, or income. These Medicare Advantage plans can include extra benefits like dental care, health care supplies, and even meals and transportation for qualifying individuals. Hannah Diamond with the advocacy group Justice and Aging says the aim is to address confusion and barriers to care, but stresses the plans are subject to provider networks.
Their purpose is to improve integration and coordination of Medicare and Medicaid, two programs that when they initially came about were never designed to work together.
Enrollment is open through December 7th. Benefits vary by carrier, and recent changes to some Medicare Advantage plans in Wisconsin could impact enrollees. People can learn more at getdual.com. Despite knowing little about DSNPs, nationwide plan enrollment has doubled since 2020, and experts expect it will continue to rise, although under new federal guidelines, Marion Gabanias with United Healthcare Community and State says those who are dual eligible could be impacted.
Because each state will have a different outcome based on lots of different things. From a Medicaid perspective, it can be about whether or not they expanded Medicaid, could change what it's going to look like in the future.
Caregivers for dual eligible people who are on Medicaid could also lose coverage. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that hasn't expanded its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. 15% of the state's 1.2 million Medicare recipients are also on Medicaid. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.